CertSecurity.com. I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for September 12th, 2007. Edition, Yuval Ben-Itzhak of FinGen talks about the growing use of crimeware toolkits. Also, we'll review the latest updates from Microsoft with Shavlik Technologies Chief Security Architect Eric Schultz. Also, the news, experts say future mobile attacks are inevitable, and VMware's security push. September was a relatively light batch of updates out of Microsoft. The software giant issued an update to Windows 2000, patching a critical flaw in Microsoft Agent. The flaw could allow an attacker to gain remote access to a system. Eric Schultz, Chief Security Architect at Shavlik Technologies, described the flaw.
This one is critical, and I refer to this as the return of Clippy. You know that little paper clip that you get sometimes when you're working in a Word document? The little paper clip comes dancing out. That is, well, I call him Clippy, that is the Microsoft agent. And this vulnerability in Bulletin 51 is the Microsoft agent. So it's the code that manages that paper clip that is vulnerable. If I visit an evil website, it can, unbeknownst to me, try to call Clippy and pass him bad data, crash him, and as a result, execute code on my system.
Schultz also said the relatively light month should give administrators time to prepare for the possible issues with daylight saving time.
If you bought 10 new computers from Dell last month, those computers don't have a daylight savings time patch on it. So come October 28th, they're going to roll their clock back a week ahead of time. So now you're probably, maybe you were 100% patched. Now you're probably 80% patched because you've either created new systems or bought new systems. So now you have to go back and catch that extra 10 or 20% and make sure that they are indeed patched, or else you're going to be an hour late to all your meetings at the end of October.
Microsoft pulled back an update that would have plugged an elevation of privilege flaw affecting Windows SharePoint services on Windows Server 2003 and Office SharePoint Server 2007. It did, however, issue an update for MSN Messenger and Windows Live Messenger, that's the Windows instant messaging programs. They patched a flaw that could allow an attacker to conduct code execution remotely. In order for an attacker to pull off that exploit, a user must accept a video chat invitation. Microsoft labeled that flaw important. An update was also issued for Windows Services for Unix 3.0, Windows Services for Unix 3.5, and Subsystem for Unix-based applications within Windows. Next, cybercriminals are employing toolkits in rising numbers to steal data. Yuval Ben-Itzhak, Chief Technology Officer of FinGen Software, talk to me a little bit about why cybercriminals are choosing these toolkits and why it's making it easier for them to attack and steal data.
Now, Yuval, what are these toolkits? What makes them so dangerous, and why are they becoming more prevalent?
It's very simple, because today you don't need to be a security expert and you don't need to have a computer science background to start and infect people with trojans, collect their credit card numbers, or steal their data and sell it online. And once someone was, I would say, smart enough to pack this type of primer and make it as a toolkit that you can go and buy it online as a software package, like, you know, Microsoft Office. You buy it online, you install it on a server, it got online reports showing you the statistics and how successful you are in infecting people. It automatically gets update with the new exploits and new vulnerabilities that these hackers are finding. So on the technical side, the criminals don't need to have any experience. I mean, they just get it as part of the package. That's why it became more popular, because it's becoming like a consumer market. of course, from the criminal perspective. And that's what turned into very successful. In the past, you might have, somehow a security background, how to hack a computer, how to exploit a browser, how to write a Trojan. And yes, there are people that got this experience, but the number is very limited. There's not many of them. And now when they commercialize it, when they create it as a toolkit, that you don't need to have this kind of expertise, of course, they manage to reach more people that's willing to do this crime, and that's why they become so popular.
Now these cyber criminals are not only buying these toolkits, but they're also updating them frequently?
Yeah, they're getting almost a daily update for this tool. I can forward you some screenshots. You can see, for example, from the Nailsploit toolkit, and you can see how often they push updates and telling you, hey, here we changed the encryption algorithm so antiviruses will not detect us. Here we added a new exploit so we can, after a patch going out, we provided you with new exploits so you can still get more infection. It's very active hackers updating their toolkits for their customers as the criminals, and it looks like any other professional tool. That's why they become so popular.
I understand that Vingen detected something like close to 60 criminals which have used a specific toolkit, the MPAC toolkit. How do you identify these criminals?
What enables us to detect these criminals that are changing their server every time and moving from one site to another is the unique real-time content inspection security technology that we have. That means that very quickly, when the user are visiting the site that is infected with this type of crimeware, our engines detect that in real time and report it to us. So we can look and watch the site and look at the source of where these Trojans are reporting the information to and track the server of the criminal. And sometimes, because these type of criminals are not experts, they're not even securing their own servers. So their servers are widely open, and you can find information over there. So the 58 that we managed to find, of course, it's not all the criminals that are out there. FinGen's goal is not to track all of them. But as part of our research, we managed to find this 58, and looking in their report, we just realized that they managed to infect about 500,000 users back in July.
In other news, mobile malware attacks will become a profitable target for cybercriminals next year. That was the message from a new report being issued this week by researchers from McAfee. Mobile malware is not yet a great threat in the United States, but mobile malware in Japan has skyrocketed and is rising precipitously in Europe, according to the report. The report examined smartphones using Windows Mobile, Microsoft operating system, but popular use of the Apple iPhone and rising use of similar Windows smartphones could make cell phone users a target. The report was issued by researchers at McAfee's Avert Labs. And finally, VMware, the virtualization vendor, is putting a lot of time and effort into assuring attendees at its VMworld user conference this week that security is near the top of its agenda. In light of the news in recent months about virtualized rootkits, there's been a mounting concern among IT managers and security experts about the security of virtualization environments. Executives from VMware say that despite the complexity of virtualized environments, they're inherently more secure than the normal one-to-one hardware and operating system environments because of the hypervisor's ability to enforce isolation among the virtual machines. Until quite recently, virtualized machines have not gotten much attention in the security community, especially among researchers, but experts say that's likely to change as virtualization gains momentum in the enterprise and even on the desktop. Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. You can check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.